Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, name 851, Bhara Brit. So you can hear there are two syllables, Bhara and Brit, and they sound quite similar, and that's because they come from the same root. Bhara means a load, something heavy. Brit means to carry. So Bhara Brit is the name of Vishnu, which means he carries the load. Now, of course, this has to be understood in context. We see the ass also carries a load. Everyone in this world who has any responsibility whatsoever, who's not a completely useless personality, has some kind of responsibility for others or toward others. So everyone has responsibility at some level. And those who take a high level of responsibility especially for the welfare of others, for instance, a political leader. Now, nowadays, political leaders are not seen generally in a very good light, and often for very good reasons. But at least in Vedic culture, the understanding was that the king is responsible for the welfare of the citizens and takes that responsibility very seriously. Someone may be the head of a company with thousands of employees, so he's taking service from them. But although, again, in the modern age, this sense of responsibility for the employees, that is diminished. It's mostly just a business transaction. You do the work, I'll give you the money. But actually, the intelligent employer should be concerned about the welfare of the employees, physical, mental, social, so that they can work synergistically with him for promoting the aims of the company. And the company may have a responsibility also, for instance, for the distribution of food. I don't know if it's still there. As a child, I used to see in different parts of the area where I was living, around London in England, that every morning the express dairy electric van would come delivering milk and butter and other dairy products to people in their homes. So it's a well-organized operation, it's a business, but also it provides a service to the people. They get milk early in the morning. So in this way, someone who's the head of that organization or a sub-manager, according to their level, they are to be appreciated and to be respected, to be obeyed in many cases. This is particularly true in the military, but even in a company, you have to follow the protocol of respecting the leaders. So, Krishna is the supreme leader. Respecting, appreciating, he's the supreme leader. He takes responsibility for everything. The common people are dependent upon the express dairy, which means they're dependent ultimately on the organizers, the owner of that company, to deliver their milk daily. And they're dependent on so many different people in different ways. They're dependent on their employer to give them employment, to give them their salaries. They're dependent on the transport system, which may be privately or publicly owned. Someone's organizing it, takes the responsibility to see the buses run on time, the trains run on time and safely. Responsibility is a hallmark of human life, of civilized life, of advanced life, that people are prepared to take responsibility. But ultimately, Krishna is the supreme responsible. He's the supreme responsible because everyone is ultimately dependent on him. He is the cause of all causes. He's the support of all else's that is supported, as was discussed just recently in the name Adrita, that he's not supported by anything, he's not dependent on anyone, because everything is dependent on him. He supports everything. So it's a heavy responsibility. When we say carrying a burden, as in English, in Sanskrit also, carrying a weight, it has the literal sense of literally taking something very heavy, and thus we can understand Parabrit to mean Ananta, to mean Kurma, and in a metaphorical manner also. But the metaphor is so commonly used that practically it's not even a metaphorical use. The weight of responsibility, the burden, it can be called a burden. But for someone who can take it, it doesn't seem to them like a burden. They're happy to take it. They would be unhappy not to take it. Kshatriyas, if they don't have the responsibility of leadership, they feel very uncomfortable. That's why Yudhishthira, once he said that, I'm fighting, or the main reason I want to fight to get back the kingdom is that as a Kshatriya, I have to perform my dharma of ruling. I need at least one village. Of course, Duryodhana wouldn't give even that, so there had to be a fight. Parashurbhata describes the name Bharabrit in terms of Vishnu's relationship with the jivas, as he has done in the last several names. Vishishtadvaita Darshan, the teachings of the Sri Vaishnav Sampradaya, of which, of course, Parashurbhata is one of the earliest exponents, just at and after the time of Sri Ramanuja. Parashurbhata explains the name Bharabrit in terms of the Vishishtadvaita understanding, that there are three kinds of jivas. There are the conditioned souls in the material world, the liberated souls in the material world, those who were conditioned and who are now liberated, and the Nityasuris, those who have always been in the spiritual world and are eternally liberated. So, Vishnu, Bhagavan, he takes the burden of manifesting and maintaining the whole material universe, the universes, for the sake of the conditioned souls. And he also takes the responsibility for giving them the process whereby they can become liberated. So he takes responsibility for all the living beings, but particularly Parashurbhata, he emphasizes the Supreme Lord's responsibility that he takes for us fallen conditioned souls. He takes the burden, we know from Bhagavad Gita, of his devotees who are fully absorbed in thought of him and serving him. Ananyas chintayanto mam ye janah pariyupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Krishna says, those who are exclusively devoted to me, always engaged in worshipping me, I look after them. I arrange whatever is required for them for their ongoing progress in Krishna consciousness, for their welfare, for their yoga, which means their advancement, and kshema, for their general well-being. Or it can be taken as one word, yoga kshemam, for the well-being of their progression in devotional service. So there we are. We should have faith in Krishna. Give ourselves to him. Give ourselves fully to him. And then he takes charge. He says he'll do it. So we should have faith. He will do it. Rakshishatiti Vishvaso Gobtritve Varanang Tata. Two of the six limbs of Sharanagati, the process of surrender to Krishna, are this attitude of faith that Krishna will protect me, Krishna will maintain me. He will take the responsibility. I don't have to make endeavors myself. He's looking after me. He's capable. He'll do it. Quoting from Namalva, that it is our duty to say Namaha to him. Namaha means, I bow to you, negating my sense of false ego. I bow to you. So it's our duty to do so, just like it's our duty, anyone of any high position in this world, we should treat them respectfully. That is our duty. So what to speak of the Supreme Lord? It is our duty to say Namaha to him. And if we do so, that means I bow down to you. I'm, of course, full obeisance means not only with words and with the body, but with the mind, the soul, the attitude. And then if we do that, Namarlava says, he does the rest. Then we become his responsibility. That's his statement. We can see practically in the example of Draupadi, who called out to Krishna, Govinda, Govinda, in full helplessness and surrender, when Dushasana was attempting to disrobe her publicly, and Krishna provided unlimited cloth. And Krishna, later he said that, I have one regret. In coming to this world, I feel that I couldn't properly repay Draupadi for her calling out to me. I couldn't fulfill my debt. I feel indebted to her because she called out for me. She called out to me with such feeling and such surrender. I gave her some cloth, but I feel that I haven't given enough. That is Krishna's feeling. He takes his responsibility to protect his devotees very, very seriously. Such is our Lord. Baladev Vidya Bhushan comments along the same lines. He quotes from Taittiriya Aranyaka, Bharata san bhriyamano vibhati. Being the maintainer, Bharata means the maintainer. It's commonly used as husband, being the maintainer, the Supreme Lord appears to those who are maintained. The usual reading of this text is slightly different. Well, actually, it has a the wording is slightly different, and it gives a slightly different meaning. Partha sanbhriyamano bibharti. The Supreme Lord is the master who maintains his servants. And Baladev Vidyabhushan quotes a verse which we also find Srila Prabhupada quoted in his Bhagavad Gita as it is commentary, quoted from Baladev Vidyabhushan's commentary. Darshana dhyana sangsparshaya matsya kurma vihangamaha svanapatyani pushnanti tataham iti padmaja. Narayan Bhagavan is speaking to Brahma Padmaja, who is born on a lotus. He says, just as the fish, the tortoise, and the bird, respectively, maintain their offspring by watching them, meditating them, and touching them, in the same way I maintain my devotees. The fish maintain their offspring by watching them. Maybe you've seen in an aquarium, guppies, for instance. Guppies, one kind of fish, and have so many offspring. And the guppies, the adult fish simply swim around and watch the baby fish. They maintain them in that way. The tortoise, or the turtle, lays her eggs in the sand on the beach, and then goes back to the sea. We're talking about a sea turtle here. And she maintains the babies by meditating on them. And the birds by touching. They go in the nest with their chicks, and they're physically proximate to them. So in this way, Krishna maintains his devotees by watching over them, by thinking of them, and personally intervening in their life. Just like the birds, they bring food to the babies. So in the same way, Krishna maintains his devotees. Shankaracharya interprets this name as a reference to Ananta Adishesh, who holds up the whole universe. Satya Sandha Tirtha explains the name as referring to the Supreme Lord holding up the universe in the form of a tortoise. Madhvacharya quotes from Shastra, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, in which he states that with a reference to Vayu, Vayu takes the form of Kurma. Mukhya Pran means Vishnu, takes the form of Kurma, and in this way supports the universe. Also, the Kurma avatar, at the time when the demigods and the demons were churning the milk ocean, first of all, they did so using Mandara Mountain as the pivot, but that pivot wasn't supported, and therefore Mandara fell into the milk ocean, and Vishnu came and picked it up and put it on his own back, on the back of Kurma. So therefore, Bharabrit, he lifted up the mountain. Another meaning, taking here Mandara, Mandara Dharin. Mandara Dharin means who held Mandara is Bharabrit. And that can also be taken to mean mandam, means that which is bad, which is disease. And therefore, bharabrit can mean who gives disease to all the demons. famous verse from Bhagavad Gita. Matah parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya mai sarvamidam protam sutre manigana iva. Krishna told Arjuna, I'm superior to all living beings. I support everything in an unseen way. Just like the thread holds up the beads in a necklace, so in the same way I support everything. He's not seen, but he supports everything. And without his support, there's no necklace. Everything falls into chaos. One understanding, Bharabrit, Giriraj, he lifted the Govardhan Hill very easily and held it for 7 days. Heavyweight, we couldn't do it. Even the world's greatest weightlifter couldn't even imagine doing it. He takes responsibility for everything. He holds up everything physically. He holds everything. He holds the weight of the whole universe. And in an organizing way also, he holds everything together. The scientific laws are investigated to see how all the different forces, the gravitational pull, electromagnetic forces, and all the different energies, they all interact to keep the universe going on as the way we know it. So he holds that all together. And he takes responsibility for overseeing each individual jiva on their journey through the material world. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridesh arjuna tishtati brahmayam sarva bhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. He accompanies the living being from birth to birth to birth. In the heart of every living being, oversees their peregrinations from one state of existence to another, and even within one state of existence. So he takes full responsibility. Not everyone can do that. Not everyone can be the prime minister of a country, and even not everyone could be the village head man. It takes a certain depth of personality to be able to take responsibility. Can be very, very stressful when people are depending on you. Not and if you do something a little bit wrong, people will blame you. People blame God. Oh. And then they don't believe in him. Oh. So many things went wrong. It must be God's fault. When things go right, I was because of me. When things go wrong, blame God. He's blamed by so many people, just like the politicians are blamed. Of course, the politicians are blameworthy, and our own bad actions are the cause of our misfortune. But he takes such responsibility. No one can do that. Only he is fit to take full responsibility for everything. No one else can do it. No one else has the power, no one else has the intelligence, no one else has that much compassion that they will be prepared to take responsibility for everything and everyone. But he feels no stress. It's going to be very stressful to take responsibility, and people, they may crack up under the stress. That's one reason why we should respect people who are in leadership roles. And even if they make some mistakes here and there, we shouldn't be too harsh in judging them, because it's not an easy thing to do. But for Krishna, taking all the responsibility for everything, he doesn't feel it to be a burden. shoulder the burden. We have the saying, take the burden, shoulder the burden, take the weight. Means to take the responsibility. But Krishna feels no stress. He's always happy. I'm going to read from Srila Prabhupada's purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16, Text 26 to 30. The Lord has no responsibility because all His work is done by His different appointed energies. But still He accepts voluntary responsibilities in displaying different roles in His transcendental pastimes. As a boy, He was playing the part of a cowherd boy. As the son of Nanda Maharaj, He discharged the responsibility perfectly. Similarly, when He was playing the part of a kshatriya, as the son of Maharaj Vasudev, He displayed all the skill of a martially spirited kshatriya. In almost all cases, the kshatriya king has to secure a wife by fighting or kidnapping. This sort of behavior for a kshatriya is praiseworthy in the sense that a kshatriya must show his power of chivalry to his would-be wife so that the daughter of a kshatriya can see the valor of her would-be husband. Even the personality of Godhead, Sri Rama, displayed such a spirit of chivalry during his marriage. He broke the strongest bow called the Haradhanur and achieved the hand of Sita Devi, the mother of all opulence. The kshatriya spirit is displayed during marriage festivals, and there is nothing wrong in such fighting. Lord Sri Krishna discharged such responsibility fully because, although He had more than 16,000 wives, can you imagine that? So many people nowadays, they don't want to take responsibility for one wife. Krishna had 16,108 wives, although He had more than 16,000 wives. In each and every case, He fought like a chivalrous kshatriya and thus secured a wife. To fight 16,000 times to secure 16,000 wives is certainly possible only for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, 16,100 He secured by one fight. And with the case, not in every case. Famously, in the case of Rukmini, He had to fight with Yamuna, no, with Mitravinda, no, but in many cases He fought. Similarly, Krishna displayed full responsibility in every action of His different transcendental pastimes. So Krishna, whatever role He plays it perfectly. When He plays as a young cowherd boy, Sanatana Maharaj plays it perfectly. But actually in Vrindavan, He plays like an irresponsible, what should I say, brat? There's such a word in English. Oh, well, even the gopis themselves use much, you could say, worse language in relation to Krishna, calling Him a lumpat, a debauchee. It's true in the case of Krishna. But what it shows is that even though He has all responsibility, He's so carefree that He can engage in beautiful pastimes, which they don't cause any harm to anyone. One has to be responsible in any job he does, because every job that one does any profession that one has is a contribution in society. Everyone has their contribution to make. And the more responsible the job is, the more one has to be careful in discharging it, the more it affects people. But Krishna, He is responsible. But at the same time, He's so powerful, parasya shakti vividhaiva shuryate swabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. His many potencies execute everything automatically. When He comes to this world, He shows Himself to be very responsible. Actually, he doesn't have to come to this world to show responsibility. He goes on anyway, but his Vrindavan pastimes show that even superficially, he doesn't have any duty. His only responsibility, the only burden he takes there, is that of love, of trying to reciprocate in love with his devotees. But he declared famously to the gopis that even though I say, yeyatam mam prapadyante tangs tathaiva bhajami aham, I reciprocate according to the way people approach me and behave with me. In your case, I can't do it because your love for me is such that I can't reciprocate. Your love has overpowered me. Srila Prabhupada gave the example. One of his godbrothers from Germany came to India and saw in the different temples that the different gods, they had different weapons, and hearing about them, different duties. Shiva has a trident that is for fighting with the demons, three modes of material nature. Similarly, Durga, 10 hands with 10 weapons for subduing the demons. Indra has his thunderbolt. They all have duties to perform. Even Vishnu, his chakra, his disc, and his club, they are for subduing the demons. But Krishna, playing on a flute and dancing with Radha, we can see in the temples. Then the German scholar, devotee, understood, this is the highest manifestation of God. No responsibility, simply enjoying. So Vishnu takes all responsibility, and even Krishna outside Vrindavan takes the responsibility, responsible kshatriya. And in one sense, Krishna in Vrindavan also plays his role perfectly as an irresponsible young boy who's simply enjoying. Particularly in the role of Lord Rama, who demonstrated the role of an ideal king, ideally taking responsibility, Lord Vishnu shows what it means to take the burden of following Dharma, of being ideal, of being an ideal leader. It wasn't easy, you could say. Of course, he's the Supreme Lord. But taking the role as if a human being, he had to make so many decisions which were not for his own happiness. Taking responsibility means we have to take sacrifice. We have to make sacrifices. He voluntarily took the difficulty of living in the forest, of killing so many demons. He carried his bow in his hand always, to be ready at any time to punish the miscreants, to risk his life. The kshatriya has to take that responsibility, to risk his life for the sake of protecting the citizens. So Lord Vishnu shows that ideal as Rama, and that ideal has been followed by famous kings. We have in history, fairly recent history by Puranic standards, Yudhishthira, Parikshit, Vanta Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sintubhyavacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha, Dante Nithaya Churnakam Padayane Patikritvacha Kakushatam Etat Aham Bravimi He Sadhava Sakala Eva Vihaya Durad Goranga Chandra Charne Gurutanura. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanu mukaro navayam vichara yamaha Hari rasa madira madati matta bhuvi vilutama nartama nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.